I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. After the second year of running a six-figure deficit, the City of Grambling's independent auditor expressed concerns over the city's ability to continue on the track. According to the audit released Monday by the firm of Banks, Finley & White of Mississippi, the city had an $827,000 deficit in its general fund, an increase from just over $215,000 in 2011 when the current administration took office. However, auditors say the administration had a number of issues before taking over, including workers' compensation insurance and liability insurance that contributed to the current deficit. More money also had to be spent in maintaining and improving existing infrastructure, adding to the deficit spending. The audit states the city has suffered recurring losses from operations and has had a fund balance deficiency in the general fund that raises substantial doubt about its ability to continue. The city reduced salaries by 5% across the board in 2013, and Mayor Ed Jones says the city will look at other ways to reduce spending. The sponsor of a Louisiana law that requires doctors that perform abortions to have hospital admitting privileges doesn't believe the provision is in jeopardy after a federal appeals court struck down a similar Mississippi law. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals voted 2-1 Tuesday to overturn Mississippi's 2012 law, which would have shuttered the state's only abortion clinic. The judges say that every state must guarantee the right to an abortion. Louisiana's law, sponsored by Monroe Representative Katrina Jackson, takes effect September 1st. Jackson, a Democrat, says she's not concerned that Louisiana's law will be struck down if a lawsuit is filed, even though appeals would go through the same court. She says two Louisiana abortion clinics have a doctor with admitting privileges, so the law won't close every clinic. A study is looking at the possibility of a new rail line that would connect North Louisiana and Texas with Mississippi. Louisiana Radio Network's Matthew Doyle has details of what officials are looking at in considering the travel alternative for the region.
The new survey is taking a look at the feasibility of a rail line that would connect Shreveport with Vicksburg, Mississippi. The survey is part of a greater effort from Amtrak to close the gap in its railway coverage that extends from Dallas to Meridian. And North Louisiana Council of Governments Executive Director Kent Rogers says the project could provide better transportation options.
There's a lot of people out there that don't like to fly, and providing that service will add to their abilities to travel.
Rogers says along with traffic benefits that trains have a certain old school appeal.
It's just the old time novelty thing of taking a passenger train.
Matthew Doyle reporting.
The state's top school board voted to join a Common Core lawsuit against Governor Bobby Jindal. On a 6-4 vote, Messi will participate in a suit that accuses Jindal of illegal use of executive powers to halt the use of the new education standards. Messi President Chaz Romer supports the move to intervene.
Given that they are arguing our constitutional authority, that it makes sense that we would have a seat at the table while that is being argued.
Tuesday's move means Bessie will participate in a lawsuit filed by parents and teachers who support the Common Core standards. Board member James Garvey of Metairie says that Bessie's involvement could help lead to a quicker ruling by the courts. The KEDM weather forecast, partly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the mid-80s, a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms this evening with a low in the mid-60s. This is KEDM News.